Professor Graham Bistall, welcome to Microscopio.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for me to contribute again to El Microscopio. Today, what I want to do is draw your attention to a new webinar that's been produced, which is entitled Medical Laboratory Accreditation. What is it and why is it important? This is a webinar that's been produced jointly by IFCC. I guess you're familiar with IFCC, but it's produced in combination with ILAC. And ILAC is the International Laboratory Accreditation Cooperation, which is the peak international authority on laboratory accreditation, and the members are accreditation bodies and stakeholders from around the world. Now, the webinar itself is available without charge on the IFCC eAcademy, and the link to the webinar will be provided close to my CV on the presentation. So let's start by asking the first question: what is laboratory accreditation? And laboratory accreditation is the independent assessment of the performance of a laboratory against an objective set of quality and competent standards. And ISO 15189-2012 represents the current global best practice standard. The accreditation to ISO 15189 involves the independent assessment of a laboratory, and it addresses a wide range of issues which are explained in detail in the webinar. If you're interested in laboratory accreditation, where do you begin? Well, the place to begin is by contacting your accreditation body, and you should start talking to them about your needs and expectations in regard to accreditation. If you're unsure where your accreditation body is, then you should contact ILAC, and details of how to do that are available in the webinar. Accreditation will require you to complete a number of assessments and provide a lot of data, and then the accreditation assessors will come and look to see if you have complied with the standards of ISO 15189, and an explanation is given about the accreditation process and laboratory accreditation assessors and what their role is. A large number of parameters are assessed as part of accreditation, and these are effectively the standards of ISO 15189, and these are explained in some detail in the webinar. Granting of accreditation depends on compliance with the specified criteria of the accreditation body, and a certificate of accreditation will be issued together with a scope of accreditation, which indicates the extent to which any one laboratory may be accredited. Well, that's fine in terms of what is laboratory accreditation. A lot more detail is available on the webinar. But perhaps the question that is often asked is, why is laboratory accreditation important? Why should labs be thinking about it in the first place? And that's because laboratory accreditation provides a benchmark of technical competence and high quality performance. And laboratory accreditation it's patient focused, it's impartial and it's objective, and it provides a mechanism for ongoing review and improvement. And crucially, laboratory accreditation against ISO 15189 is a global standard for accreditation, which is transferable anywhere in the world. Laboratory accreditation is important to a number of different stakeholder groups. And in the webinar, we look at each of these stakeholder groups in some detail. So the first stakeholder group for whom laboratory accreditation is important are patients and the public. And perhaps these are the most important audience of all, as far as the laboratory is concerned. They will appreciate that accreditation is important because of the consistency, the quality of care, the service is up to date, and the staff performing the service are competent to undertake the tasks that they perform. The next audience for whom laboratory accreditation is important are clinical users of the lab. And results from an accredited lab provide confidence and reassurance about quality, are clinically relevant, and help planning, investigations, and management. The third audience for whom laboratory accreditation is important are healthcare authorities and regulators, because laboratory accreditation provides an independent assurance of quality and safety that supports world-class decisions on how to deliver better care and value for patients. And then finally, the fourth audience for whom laboratory accreditation is important are the laboratory management and the staff themselves, because accreditation provides proof that a laboratory complies with best practice, provides an opportunity for external perspectives on the lab performance, encourages a sharing of best practice, stimulates innovation, reduces risk, and very importantly, provides international recognition. So that's a very brief overview of what you can expect to find in the webinar that's been produced jointly by IFCC and ILAC. And I would encourage you to click on the link and enjoy the webinar in some detail. Thanks for the opportunity to share this brief presentation with you.
Thank you very much, Professor Bistol. It's always a pleasure to have you in Microscopio. The link to the presentation will be uploaded to our website together with this program. So we invite our audience to just click on it and visit this and read about this interesting presentation.
Okay, thank you.